This day of the year for many years of my life was, you know, good and challenging because summer's done, you're going to school, homework is there tonight. And when I was done and ordained as a priest, man, I saw quickly how awesome September was and is, especially not having homework. Now it's one of my favorite days of the year, seeing the kids back, the school's opening. Teachers and employees, the wonderful gift we have in our mission to have a school here at St. Thomas Aquinas. Now today, two parts of just really cool readings, especially on the first day of a school year. First, you know, Jesus was called a teacher. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching. Another, in the First Thessalonians, I mentioned yesterday how important this book is and a good read. If you haven't done it, please do it. We talk about today from St. Paul about the times and the seasons. You know, I think about today as a school year for many people in our town, in our community. Kind of a new time, new seasons. Again, kids going to school, sports, teachers, homework, reading, the good and the hard ones. And then the kind of another thought I had last night, it's one of those kind of quote-unquote normal verses that we hear a lot in the Gospels, at daily mass, weekend masses. And again, to learn and to be taught that some of these normal verses need to be very exciting to us, that we need to be reminded, that we need to just really know of the openness. Quote in the First Thessalonians, "For God did not destine us for wrath, but to gain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him." Yeah, to always remember that Jesus was teaching, showing his mission, died, and rose again. God did not destine us for wrath, but to gain salvation. Those are verses, again, keep in the bank, because that's our life here on earth, preparing for heaven. St. Paul said, "Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober." And finally, Paul did this not with both challenging, but with encouragement. Same thing with Jesus, as teaching can be stern, can challenge. But those that are opening their hearts to him, of course, is encouraging, showing encouragement. Same with St. Paul. "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do." I think that's a good little message for us as brothers and sisters and visitors to continue to grow in encouraging each other. And I hope and I pray that that continues to grow in our school, in our church, our community. It's one thing I don't think you can do enough is encouraging others. So several little verses there as our kids start the first day of school. Some great verses in our own spiritual lives and our prayers to memorize and to read them and pray with them. And to listen to what Jesus is calling you to do today.